It's Tuesday night. It's 7:25. My kids are bathed, ready for bed, sitting on their dad's lap while I'm in the studio. We'll call it the studio. Really, it's just the study where I did have the episode pretty much ready to go. Tomorrow's episode, aka today's. I'm honestly nearly in tears because I'm tired. I work hard at this and I lost the whole fucking thing. It's a guest I'm so excited about. Her name is Julie Mathers. She is the CEO of Snuggle Honey. She founded Flora and Fauna. She has an incredible story. She has a son with Down syndrome, fell pregnant 6 months after he was born with her next son. So just a bit going on. One of the most incredible stories I'll ever tell on this show. And I'm absolutely gutted because it's going to come a day late. Lucky for my business partner and Witching Hour co-host Loz, because she was just messaging me and I said, no, I'm going to do the whole thing again. It needs to go out tomorrow. And she said, it is not worth your mental health, any tension that you'll be feeling amongst family members, you know, like being an arsehole to Hayden, aka, and it's just not worth the stress. So we're going to use this as a bit of a pivot, a moment in time. To inspire the Tits and Tricks episode this week, which will now come on Friday instead of Thursday, to talk about when shit has hit the fan to do with making work work. So please DM me anything to do with when you've just felt like a bit of a failure at work, or when you've been really looking forward to something and it hasn't gone to plan because of either technology like me tonight, or because of motherhood, or because of the many reasons that can come up. So it actually kills me, and this is killing my pride to do this, but I'm going to listen to Loz because I am waking multiple times every night. I think it's about 5 times last night. I have a meeting in the city for a non-Ready or Not related video and audio project tomorrow for another client. And honestly, I'm absolutely spent. I'm a bit at my wit's end. Had a great day with the kids today. Had them both home with me, and it was an awesome day, one of those days that actually went well. But yesterday wasn't the case. I was nearly in tears yesterday. I love parenting. I love being a mum. I love everything that comes with it. I have so much support, but it's still fucking hard. And I feel absolutely defeated tonight. So shout out to Loz for making me realize what's important. And please come back here tomorrow, Thursday, to hear an incredible story of Down syndrome, of business owning, of having 2 kids well under 2. It must be 2 kids under 18 months. Yeah, 6 plus. I'm doing the maths live with you. Fell pregnant at 6 months, so about 9 months later, the baby came. Yep, that is 2 under 18 months. Big business sale, then took on the brand Snuggle Honey. Julie Mathers, an absolute queen. I cannot wait to share that story. Thank you for bearing with me, and please DM me with any stories about when shit has hit the fan in work or in motherhood and what you've done to navigate it. Thanks for being so understanding, as I know you will be, because this community is incredible. And thanks to Loz for encouraging me to not start the whole project again at 7:30 p.m., when I'll be up feeding Posey again at 11 p.m. and probably 1 and 3 and 5 and then getting up at 6:30 to get up with Ray. You know how it goes. Again, not complaining. I love being a mum, but it's still hard. Have a great day.